Now, another story that'll put a smile on your face. I mean, we all know Wikipedia. We all know where the Joe Slovo settlement is, the township right here in Cape Town, Joe Slovo. Are you marry the two? Can you marry the two? Well, let me do it for you. Now, the world's most popular encyclopedia is shining in Joe Slovo Township right here in Cape Town. Pupils have found it so valuable that they've now made a call to please have free access to it. When they say free access, they don't want to be charged data rates because that's a big hurdle for them to overcome. They've subsequently written an open letter to cellular providers. Wikimedia, the Wikimedia Foundation, which is the NGO that runs Wikipedia, heard their call. They visited South Africa to film these pupils. But it seems as if the service providers still have not heard this particular call. So Pam Robertson joins us this morning. She's a maths and science teacher at Sinenjongo High School at Joe Slovo Park in Milnerton. Pam, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
Please talk to me about the role Wikipedia plays in the lives of these young children.
Well, if you visit the homes of these children, you won't find many books, many resource materials. And we don't have a library at our school, so they would need to walk to the local library, which is a fair way away, to get information. Also, they don't have access to the internet on computers. There are computers at school, but they're mostly reserved for learners who actually do a subject called computer applications technology. So the majority of the learners don't really get much access to those computers. So where would you get your information? Also, they are isiXhosa speaking. They do English as a first additional language. So yep. Even just doing homework, there might be a word that you don't understand, and where are you going to look it up, or a concept? Doing research for projects and things, you need access to information. And that's why they are saying Wikipedia is a very, very useful. There's about 4 million articles on Wikipedia. And if they could have access to that on their cell phones without the data charges, then that would be brilliant.
Okay, now they've written this open letter. Has anybody come back to you saying, listen, we're willing to look at this?
FNB Connect,
yes,
has given it to their customers. And we know that it's done in other African countries, that its free access is available in Ghana, Kenya, Botswana.
Yes.
We've heard that it's possible. So technically it's possible. It's just that they have to get their act together.
So have the cellular providers not come to the fore and said, listen, we're willing to help you?
No.
All right. I'll make you a promise this morning. Okay. I'm going to take your fight to the cellular providers, and we'll put it to them.
That's great.
And let's see if we can get them to actually listen and make a difference here. Education is so key in this country,
yes,
Pam.
Yes.
And I think we would not be doing what we should be doing by just letting this slide and doing a nice little interview and forgetting about it in a week, okay?
Well, that's great, because as our learners said to the Wikipedia people, thank you for taking us seriously. You know, we are very serious about our education, and that's why we've put this appeal out.
Well, listen, people like yourself, we need more of you in this world and those pupils. So, Pam Robertson, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure.
Maths and science teacher at Sinenjongo High School at Joe Slovo Park in Milnerton.